Translation. This cosmic manifestation, the material world, is also your body, by your potential energy known as Kala Shakti. This total lump of matter becomes agitated, and thus, three modes of material nature become manifested. In this way, you become awakened from the bedstead of Anantasesha, and from your navel, a small transcendental seed is generated, from which the gigantic universe becomes manifest, exactly like the small seed of banyan tree. The lotus flower of the cosmic manifestation is grown up.
This verse is Srimad Bhagavatam. They are Vedic mantras. They are ordinary wording, set of wording. It is not Veda mantra. Sanghita. So, every one of you must try to chant. This is required. Each verse of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, they are Vedic mantras, Veda mantras. So simply by chanting them, we become purified. So every one of you, there is diacritic marks, declaration, transliteration. So everyone should try to chant the mantra. That is very beneficial. That is kirtan. Kirtanāreva kṛṣṇasya. Everything is being chanted in relationship with Krishna, relationship to Krishna. So, this material world, you understand. So, saivate babhuridam nijakāla sasya sancho jita prakriti dharm manaj atma guram ammasi Ammasi Anantya Sayana Viramat Samadhi Nadhi Abut Chakanika Bhatavat Mahajan. Bhatavat Mahaj. Abjam means flower, lotus flower. Yes. So, this is the description of Garbho Dakshaya Vishnu. Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, and then Garbho Dakshaya Vishnu. And then Kira Dakshaya. Three Vishnu. First of all, from several times explained, from Krishna, then expansion, Balaram, then Chaturbhuha, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Niruddha, like that. Then Narayan, then Dhitiya Chaturbhuha, from Dhitiya Chaturbhuha, Vaikuntha, Sankarsan, then Purusha, Purushavata. These Purushas are three. In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna recognized Krishna as Purusha. Purusham Sāsatam Bhādyam. So it is the Purusha. God is Purusha, male. God is not female. Female, the Shakti, that is female, Prakriti. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is mentioned, Prakriti me astadha, Vinda Prakriti me astadha. This material nature is separated energy. divided into eight elements. Earth, water, air, fire, then ether, mind, intelligence, and ego. These are all prakriti, material. Bhinna me prakriti astadha. Bhinna. Bhinna means separation. There is not direct connection. But another prakriti, there is aparayam itastu vidhi me prakriti para. This is inferior energy, material, elements, and there is superior element, prakriti. That is also prakriti. We are prakriti. Prakriti means under the control of the purusha. That is nature. We cannot conceive equal rights of purusha and prakriti. That is not Vedic concept. Vedic conception is purusha, the superior, supreme, and prakriti means subordinate. Purusha is predominator. And prakriti is predominated. We divine entities, we are prakriti. Falsely, if we try to become purusha, that is maya. We should remain prakriti, subservient, predominant. That is this Krishna consciousness movement. Because generally the people are misled, thinking himself as purusha and enjoy. But that is not the fact. That false ego, that I am enjoy, that is false ego. And real ego is, I am servant of Krishna. So, there is no necessity of giving up egotism or egoism, but it must be real. At the present moment, you are falsely thinking, I am this body. Every one of us, there is no argument. The whole material world is going on the basis of this false concept that I am this body. And because I am this body, that I am American, I am Indian. So this is false ego. So from this false ego, when we come to real ego, what is that real ego? That I am servant of Krishna. Gopi bhakti pada kamalo dasa dasa dasanu dasa. That is really. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching people how to come to the real ego, real constitution position. The Mayavadi philosophy, they are also trying to do that. But there is another falsity. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma. That is a fact. But I am not Supreme Brahma, Parabrahma. The Mayavadi, they take it, because I am Brahma, I am Supreme. No. Suppose you are coming from America, you can claim that you are America. But that does not mean you are Mr. Ford, the president. Similarly, this is false. If somebody thinks, because I am America, therefore I am equal to Mr. Ford, that is false. That is enough. Now, our Krishna consciousness movement is how to bring back this, I want to say, insane, crazy fellow to their real consciousness. This crazy fellow, they are thinking, I am God, I am Master, I am this, I am that, I am Prime Minister, I am President. This is false. The real ego is, I am servant of Krishna. That is the beginning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was approached by Sanatana Goswami, his first question was, Kiyami, who am I? This is the first education, spiritual thing. And the same thing is taught in the Bhagavad Gita. Because Arjuna was too much identifying himself the bodily conception of life. I belong to this Guru's family, but if I kill them, then family will be ruined, the women will be widows, and they will be corrupted, then there will be unwanted children, Varna Sankar, and in this way the whole world will be hellish, and so on and so on. But beginning is the bodily conception of life. All what was Arjuna was explaining to Krishna, that was, from material point of view, it is very nice. He wanted to become non-violent. He did not like to kill his family members. He rather liked to forgo his claim. That don't want. Let them enjoy. But everything, from material point of view, it is very nice proposal. But this identification with family, with nation, with community, is all foolishness. All foolishness. So if you study this point only, you see the whole world is full of fools and because everyone is identified with his body. There is fight, the United Nations. What is this United Nations nonsense? Assembly of rascals and fools. Yes. Because they have got this bodily consciousness of life, we can say freely. There is no, what is it called? Depending. Everyone, fools and rascals. How we can say on the strength of Vedic knowledge? This is our problem. Otherwise, how we can challenge the United Nations that we are all assembly of fools and rascals? This is maybe not. We can say and prove it that they are all fools and rascals. From the spiritual point of view, because they do not know their identification. This is the first education. To know one's identification. That is being taught by Sanatana Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was Prime Minister. He knew himself, Sanatana Goswami, that he was Prime Minister of Hussein Shah and his coming of very learned Brahmin family. He knew it. Then why is he asking, Kiyan, who am I? This is not. This is not. One has to understand himself. That is the basic principle of spiritual life. Unless you understand who I am, you go to the spiritual master, our first business is inquiry. That inquiry is who am I? This is it. That is the beginning of inquiry. So, our this Krishna consciousness movement is authorized. We have printed one pamphlet. Krishna consciousness movement is authorized. It is not a sentiment fanaticism. No, it is scientific authority. I am very glad that you, European families and boys, have taken so much trouble to come here. But you'll be benefited if you come here and try to take lessons from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he gave it to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami inquired, "Who am I?" And he replied very simple thing, "Jivir Sarupai Nitya Krishnada." This is the beginning of a lesson. So you must understand very nicely this point. So, this material world is explained here. Tatsaivati Baburigam Nijatala Saktya. Krishna is Enaj. Prakriti. Enaj means Prakriti. Parasa Brahmana Sakti. Ekasthane Sutasthane. Jyotsna Vistarana. Parasa Brahmana Sakti. Tataiva. Patilam Jaga. Then same thing you find in the Vedic literature everywhere. Either you read Puranas or Mahabharat or Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam or Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra also says there is origin. Absolute truth is origin. And everything is emanation. The emanation and the origin in fact, Bhapuridam. Idam Nivisham Bhagavan Gita. This Visham, this universe, is Bhagavan in one sense. Just like this is my finger. Right, that is also my body. Although it is named finger, but it is my body. Or even a piece of here. That is also my body. Although it is differently named here. So similarly, when you understand that every particle of this material world is also the body of the Supreme Lord, that is Krishna consciousness. Annantarasam paramadasayantarasam yukappasaulatesam jaradannakoti. So, there are millions and trillions of universes and each atom of each universe is Krishna. That you have to understand. That is me explaining. Tassaivati babudhidam nijakala satya sanchodita prakriti dharma neyatapu. Guram, the secrets that people do not know. But Prahlad Maharaj knows. Ambhosi, this is the beginning of creation. Ambhosi. Ambhosi Ananta Sayana. Ananta De. In Ananta faces, there are left. Ananta Nas. The Gadbhoda Sai Vishnu is lying on. So, from the level of Gadbhoda Sai Vishnu, there is a lotus flower, Batavat Mahabjam. So, there is Brahma, and Brahma created other things. It is just like the previous verse, it has been explained. Just like the seed and the fruit of the tree. Seed is the cause of the tree, and tree is the cause of the seed. In this way, the whole material, mass cosmic manifestation, is there, and Bhavuridam, Tava, Pe, everything क्या प्रश्न? Therefore, it was not to say conception is that everything, at least Krishna's, so everything should be utilized for Krishna's benefit. This is Krishna consciousness, not mine. I also belong to Krishna. I must be utilized for Krishna's benefit. In this way, if we develop our Krishna consciousness, then we will be benefited. Thank you very much.